Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! James, what's going on here?
I don't know.
Bob, crank it up, Bob.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased
you. Yeah. Oh, no.
You don't really care for music, do you?
You don't even care for music.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall,
why?
Oh.
This goes out to everybody who's lost their cell phone covers this morning. We're thinking about you.
Hallelujah.
Trying to get through these hard times.
Hallelujah.
Getting more and more difficult out there every single day. AT&T.
T-Mobile.
Verizon. That other one, Sprint.
Is Sprint still around?
Sprint still a thing?
Is G something?
G, Mint Mobile.
Jitterbug. Are the jitterbugs working? Cellular, U.S. Cellular.
Mint Mobile.
Burner phones, are those working?
I hope you guys have your Duraflames out there and bottled water. We're all gonna die. Billy. Oh. Well, I hope you guys made it through the cell phone tower outage today. Welcome to Ross Patterson Revolution. My God, Jabes.
My God.
I woke up in a panic. I was sweating. I'm still sweating, some might say.
Yeah.
Some might say.
Is a 5G like connected to the air? I just don't know
the
things that.
Yes.
Do you know what
lights.
I mean?
As you guys can see, we had to light these by flares, road flares today.
Yeah.
And a couple police lights. This is real dangerous, guys. I don't know what 5G does or what it covers, but apparently it's everything. It's everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Very, very scared today.
The lights, maybe?
I'm not traffic lights. Sure. Probably all your GPS in the car is not going to be working today. The oven's going to be off.
Will the oven work?
Nope. That's going to be down. I apologize, you guys.
I still don't know what 5G is.
I've got 4 hot dogs in the freezer for the kids, and we're going to kind of disperse those evenly later on tonight. But
frozen still?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No way to heat them up. We don't have a microwave because that's down 5G.
Yep, that's 5G
oven,
too.
5G.
Oven.
Stove, 5G. We'll probably pull some branches down out of the backyard and make them some s'mores hot dogs,
right.
kind of steam them up on there.
S'mores?
Whatever you want to do with it. Well, you jam the stick in the hot dog and kind of roll it around. It's kind of like a makeshift rotisserie hot dog out there.
I don't think s'mores need to be brought into it, but.
Whatever that technique is called, you know?
Yeah, not
What's
s'mores.
What do you call it when you're holding a stick with food
you're
on it?
Just cooking it over a fire, you know, roasting it.
With a stick, though. It's very specific what I'm doing here. I want to use a stick.
Yeah.
Because metal's not going to work today.
No.
You know that nothing that's metal will work today.
No.
At all.
No.
But thoughts and prayers to everybody else out there. Look, Delco was saying he loved it earlier. I did too. I had a call though that was pretty important that got pushed.
Right.
And it didn't come back to life until, I don't know, 45 minutes ago, something like that.
Did it come back?
It
to
did
life?
Came back because okay. I was able to take that call.
Okay, yeah.
But it was very, very strange. Now what they're saying here, according to some news outlets and potentially the government, which I don't believe, is that there was a solar flare.
Okay.
And that knocked out a bunch of satellites. I don't believe that at all.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
You don't believe in solar flares?
No. Not knocking out cell coverage. That doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
That makes a lot of sense.
Explain how it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That
makes so much sense.
What volumes did you pour over to come to this conclusion?
Sure. When was the last solar flare that knocked out all of our cell coverage?
Well, I don't know if we know about every solar flare, huh?
Dan's warned us. He said a solar flare could take us all out.
He just walked in, too, right when we said that.
Ross
solar flare?
Solar
I don't believe in solar flare. Grab a mic, Holloway.
Is it like a China thing?
Holloway's got his fucking AR-15 on him, too. This is how nervous he's been all day about the solar flare.
I have a gun on me all the time.
No, I understand that, but today.
I've never felt nervous in my life because I'll kill anything that comes near me.
Sure, but today you seem a little bit tense. Is it the solar flare that got you?
No, well, first of all, solar flares or coronal mass ejections are definitely a real thing.
And do you think that's what caused this?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, me neither.
I've heard this. I've heard from my NatSec people that this might be a probe, to be honest. So we'll see.
A probe?
A probe. What's a probe exactly?
That sounds fun.
Is
Where?
Is that anal?
Oh, I wish, dude.
Yeah.
That make me feel a lot better.
Right.
No, it's like just a small version of this. It's probably a hack to simulate what a solar flare might do or an EMP, airburst EMP might do, just to see how people react to it.
That's exactly what I thought.
Quick question. Did they ever have to just reboot that stuff? Is it just a reboot?
Remember that episode of South Park where all the internet went out and it was just a big router they had to unplug?
Yeah. Yeah. Like in a way, it's just kind of, let's just restart it. You know, I don't know. I know it's more fun to be like, whoa, but you know, sometimes things are just.
You just need
a
to unplug
boring
it.
Answer,
yeah.
Like a solar flare or, you know.
By the way, 2023 is the last time this happened.
For cell phones?
December 15, 2023, a solar flare knocked out radio communication on Earth.
Radio?
Okay.
But not cell phones, because radio is fine. Well, nobody gives a shit about radio.
Well, I would argue.
Huh? Nobody gives a shit about radio.
It depends on where the solar flare happens, right?
Right.
So radio operates off different antenna and
frequencies.
definitely frequencies, but different antenna. The hardware is what matters with a solar flare.
Right.
And, you know, if it disturbs our the Earth's magnetic situation, then it'll fuck up anything. It doesn't really matter what it is, but right. I don't think there's anything to worry about right now, to be honest.
And Hulu will still work, or?
Not sure.
Well,
not
the internet is on different stuff than the cell phone network, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I recommend getting like a Zaleo or a Garmin satellite device. I have two in my bag. Keep it in a Faraday bag all the time, and set up a network with the people you absolutely need to contact.
Yeah, we were scared, and we were wanting to call you and go to your bunker, but we couldn't. Do you know what I mean? Get a hold of you.
You would be able to go buy a Zaleo, and I'll show you how to set it.
Okay. We just need direct communication. Yeah.
That's all.
With the bunker.
I've noticed today, since it came back on about an hour and a half ago, that my cellular speed is way faster than it was before.
Oh. Yeah.
Reboot. Yeah. Good for them. Reboot. Thank you. Actually, thank you, AT&T.
Damn, would a tomato can and a string work for communication?
Well, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I bought a new device for the road. It's like a bone mic for your pillow. So you slide it under your pillow, and it Bluetooths to your phone, and you play music, and you can only hear it if your head's on the pillow.
I invented that. I invented that because I listen to podcasts.
That's tomato can and string. That's
right,
what it is, right?
Right.
It's a vibration.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I could just...
Yeah, yes. Now you can.
Sound is a wave. Sound is a wave, just like light, right?
Right.
It's a wave. That's what the Doppler effect is, that when you hear a train go by, it's like, woo.
So are vibes, you know?
It's a wave.
Life is a wave, you know what I mean?
Well, life is a highway, and Tommy Cochran said that. Tommy Cox said that. But we're barely getting through.
Thank you, Dan. We're leaving the world behind with Dan Holloway.
We sure are. But I think, in all sincerity, I think they do these little tests just to see what happens with people, if they'll freak out and everything else. I'll never get over you and I at Hartsfield Airport when all electricity went down for an entire day. World's biggest airport. What would happen? Now, we got out of that safely, but people were...
It was definitely chaos.
It sure was.
And it's a good... it was a good social experiment, if that's what it was, in like...
Because we all got out of there alive, and I checked the stats the next day. Like,
right.
Nobody was killed or trampled or anything like that. However, that one fucking guard who was like, you gotta pay the toll to get on MARTA, was like, no, dude, everything is shut down. Like, shut down. We can't do anything. So,
right.
Sorry, we're getting a free ride. And I think you were 7 or 8 months pregnant?
No, I probably just looked that way. But I was... I was just didn't want to do it. Like, I was like, I'll stay here and die for the rules.
Yep. Yeah.
You were like, get on the fucking... I was like, we're getting on the fucking train.
No, I blew past that security guard. I know. And I was like, we're fighting or I'm getting on the fucking train.
Yeah, maybe I was. I don't know.
I think you were, because we were going to clean this thing. And it was a wild situation because we had to get on the only form of transportation, because all the electricity was out, was that one MARTA train that kind of dropped you off in the middle of nowhere. Luckily, it was my town, so I was like, all right, great. We're going to get off here.
Right.
And then I know a couple restaurants. We'll go in there, and then we'll be able to recharge everything and make calls.
Right.
But I think little things like this are a test, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing either. Because you take today, it forces you to figure out what you got to do. If you're somebody who's as busy as I am, like, I get a bunch of calls. So the one guy... The first set of calls, there was like 12 people on this call. It was a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed everyone from the internet, and I just said, look, Wi-Fi is the only way we're going to be able to do this, so let's switch this to a big old-fashioned Zoom call here and hunker down. Only one guy missed because he was in a car somewhere and couldn't do the meeting. So it was like, all right, cool. I filled him in afterwards once he had cell coverage. And then the other one, he had to push until he got back to the office. But you know, it was fine. Now, I think if you lost internet and cell at the same time, shit would get pretty fucking wild. But, you know, as far as not being bothered, it was nice not hearing the phone ring.
Right. Right.
So, fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think these little tests are important, if that's what it is, what it actually is. Because the solar flare thing, like, come on, man. We're only going to lose it for 5 hours and then we're back up to speed. No. I think it's a nice little test to see, hey guys, just in case we get hacked by Russia or China one day, did you freak out that one time? Awesome. You're not going to freak out the next time.
Well, I don't know if it went on any longer. I think.
See this device right here?
I think it's fine.
Yes.
What do you got there?
Little Zaleo right here. Turns your phone into a satellite phone.
Right? Really?
I could send text, email, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Right.
Is it internet? Does it have internet inside of it?
No.
No.
But it is basically a Wi-Fi hotspot, but for satellites, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, I recommend buying something like this and setting it up, getting a network of people who are using the same stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, provided the Earth still exists, you'll be able to communicate with people.
Great. Yeah, okay. I'm fine with it. I'm totally fine with it. That's to pay my mortgage. I don't really want to do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think. No.
If I called and said, "Hey guys, I don't feel like paying this mortgage today because my 5G's out."
Right.
Do you think the mortgage company would be cool with that and be like, "Don't worry about it. Just get us next month."
Yeah, it's just you're just like, "Hey guys, I'm legally off the grid now, so."
Yeah. I couldn't do the things that I was supposed to do and
right.
Sorry. And I think they'll be fine with it, right?
Yeah, I mean that's what's kind of good about things like that happening. You know, a la COVID.
It's sure. Like it's there's you know, good and bad for each no matter what happens, right?
Right.
Good, you don't have to pay your mortgage. Bad, you have to start foraging for food to feed your
yeah,
children.
Yeah, you don't so have a yeah. house to pay mortgage on.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, it's a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Because I don't like we don't have a lot to offer here, right? In way of
Hey, the other two, the next part of this update, by the way, so pharmacies nationwide also reported outages, and they're saying it's because of cyber attacks. So are we going to say the cell phones magically went down by a solar flare and then all the pharmacies got fucking attacked by cyber attacks?
If someone orchestrated this whole thing to get some Norcos,
mm-hmm. I'm in. Same here, but just call me.
I'm in.
Call me, bro. I wouldn't
yeah,
either.
Yeah, that I go,
grab
no
some
problemo.
Oxys, grab some Norcos yep. and call me here. Change Healthcare was the first one that noticed this cybersecurity issue, and it's affecting all of its networks. So this is all up and down the East Coast.
The news says there were solar flares. That is not likely what caused the cell phone outage.
Yes, Bob!
Okay.
But there were solar flares.
Come on, Bob!
I think they're just trying to figure it out right
yeah, I
now.
I did what
you know?
I told you the answer, okay? God damn it. Play Hallelujah again, dude. Jesus Christ.
We're good.
Are we?
Yeah.
I could hear that goddamn song 5 more times today. I really
it's
could.
True.
I might
it's
crank
true.
It up on the way to practice tonight. Get the kids amped up about it.
You think that would do?
Yeah, everybody all in, guys.
So
we're going to play Hallelujah.
It actually, what's funny is it actually did affect communication, but it didn't hit our half of the earth.
Okay.
It hit Asia essentially and affected sure, their dude. Telecommunications. We are
That's what they want you to think.
So no, what if the solar flares took down some Chinese like networks and then in response
and we
they
just
took us
found
down.
Out but we just found out through this that all of our cell is controlled by Asia.
Yeah. We're all controlled by Asia.
I just think they thought it was an attack by us, and they responded.
Bob, can you play Turning Japanese? I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Because that's what's really going on here, is they're trying to turn us all Japanese and give us all slanted eyes.
We're not talking about Japanese.
Oh, we're not.
We're talking about China.
Asia. Yeah.
China.
Same thing.
Japan,
guys, same thing.
Japan's an ally.
Nah, they're all the same. They're all the same, guys. Okay? Sorry about it. Okay? We're all the same.
We'll he asked for hot mustard at a Thai place the other day.
I did ask for that. And the guy looked at me. So was a. Did I tell you what he said to me?
I don't know, but.
So it was a real Thai owner of that Thai restaurant. He was mm-hmm. he was really from Thailand. And
sure.
He goes, "Hey, we don't do this in our culture." I'm not kidding. And I burst out laughing and I go, "I know you don't. Okay, because I value Asia and the cultures of every single country, and I don't lump all you guys in as just Chinese.
You would never."
And then I winked.
Sure.
I gave him a wink, because I definitely do. And he said to me, you can go down the street to HEB, and they sell it. The hot mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, does it say hot mustard for white people? And he got a big chuckle out of that. And I go, I apologize. This round eye is gonna take your advice and go down to HEB. That's just what I'm used to.
Yeah, so you're not playing Turning Japanese.
Why not?
I mean, for what?
They're trying to change us here. This is what this is all about, this outage today. Right? This is what you said, or Bob said it.
That's weird. Spotify's down. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, they got us. They got Spotify.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Is there some kind of Chinese?
Chinese what?
Song?
Yeah, there's a ton, dude. Play, who's the K-pop boy band? Who are those, who are those little fuckers?
Korea.
Don't care. Same the thing. K stands, it's all the same.
That's what the K yep. stands for.
Yeah, it's all the same region, so oh, okay. it doesn't really matter. Are you saying the Chinese people aren't allowed to listen to K-pop? That's
kind of
cruel. Is that part of their rules over there in their lands?
No.
If it is, it's fine. I don't, you know, I've never been. I just want to know the rules going forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
911 also crashed a lot of places there. Shit, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
Because there's also people, too, that just don't have the internet. So what the fuck did they do all day? All morning, I guess. Some old lady falls down a flight of stairs, 300 pounds, ankle snaps. She goes down like Derek Jeter against the A's.
She doesn't have the internet?
Yeah. I mean, look, Obama was giving out cell phones. You remember that? Those cell phones didn't come with internet. 5G connected you to the internet. So, like, yeah, let's say some fat beast snapped a twig and fell down the stairs, and all she had was her cell phone, her Nokia cell phone. She wouldn't be able to call 911 and say, I'm at the bottom of the stairs. The diabetes has kicked in. My leg snapped, and I fell down the entire flight of stairs. Come get me.
Right.
She wouldn't be able to do that.
She probably has a landline.
That would be the answer, right? Should we go? Should we all go back to landlines? Maybe that's the conspiracy. All of this happened so that we would call our phone company and say, I need a landline installed. Give me a landline. Do you know how much they were offering a landline, by the way, for when we moved into the new house?
Mm-mm.
$20 a month.
Yeah.
$20 is what they said. We'll give you internet and landline. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, thank you. No, thank you to the landline. Only because my parents, I love you guys. They had one. And I said, you know, they had it for 2 years when they moved into that place. And I said, how's that working out for you? And they go, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? And they go, well, you're the only one that calls us on it, you know? And I go, well, I just figured that's what you preferred. And they go, yeah, that is what we prefer. However, this landline went out to like a million telemarketers.
Yeah.
So the phone was just ringing nonstop over and over and over again for them. And they had to kill it eventually.
Yeah.
So.
And you can't see. There's no, you know, spam risk.
Nope.
You know,
no.
You just have to be like, this could be our son.
Hello?
Or it could be someone trying to scam me.
Yeah.
Hi. Spam me.
I'm calling about your car warranty that's expired. Would you like to renew it? No. I don't even have a car. I've got a bicycle. I've got a bicycle. But prayers up to Pam there. You know, there's got to be a Pam that fell down the stairs today, broke her fucking leg.
Probably.
She has no internet coverage. So, you know, RIP to her and that beautiful leg there. But yeah, everybody else right now, I see people burning fires in their front yard on Twitter.
Okay.
Tires. I guess in Akron, Ohio, they're just burning tires in the streets. Oh, wait, hang on. I'm sorry. Nope. It's just another day in Akron.
That wasn't, that didn't have anything to do.
No.
With that.
I want to talk about True Detective. True Detective just ended here. What'd you think?
The Night Ham. It was quintessence True Detective, right?
Yeah.
They leave you with more questions than answers. It's more of a like ethereal walk off into the sunset. You don't really know what happened type of thing.
Yep.
But Jodie Foster, amazing.
Give her all the things.
Alaska.
She was great.
Awful.
As a state,
I just don't understand it.
Yeah,
but especially where they were.
Mm-hmm.
The Navarro girl.
Yeah,
the fighter. She
was great.
Grew on me.
Yeah, she grew on me as well. Jodie Foster, you can go ahead and give all the awards to. I've only got one gripe with it, and it's my main gripe with True Detective all the way around. Is there's some paranormal, you know, element to it, which is fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted explained. There was one person that I don't know what happened to that person. I don't want to spoil it because it just ended on Sunday night. But there was one person that I didn't get a satisfactory ending to where I was like, what's the real story with them? Are they alive or are they dead? And that's kind of like with every season. Now, here's what's interesting, because I'll always pour over the ratings. This was the most watched season ever of True Detective. So as of an hour ago, they just renewed it for season 5. And the same woman, Issa Lopez, is going to helm it. So she's going to do the new season. And she just signed a huge overall deal with HBO to do it.
She's what, the writer?
I guess the writer of this. I mean, it's strange because the guy is still listed on there as the creator. So did he just do the first one and then they kind of moved on from
him? No, he did the second one as well. But the difference was on the second one. I'm looking at his name. I can't remember it.
Nick's his first
Pizzolatto.
Name. Yeah, that's it.
So he did 1, 2, and 3, I guess. But I think he was super, super heavily involved in 1 and 2. But the difference was in season 1, it was directed by Kenji Johan, I think, or whatever, who was like an incredible director.
Very, very good, yes.
He was not there for season 2. And that made a huge difference, allegedly, according to people that were talking about the show and close to the show and stuff like that.
You know, it does. Dan and I have talked about this on Drinking Bros before.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carrie Jo Fukunaga.
Yeah. Dan and I have talked about this on Drinking Bros. Like, the first season with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey is truthfully what got a lot of people, right? Where it was just like their chemistry and everything else. You go into a season 2 of that and it's so hard to follow up. I don't even...
It's almost like they're brothers.
It is. And yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
It's almost like... We need to really figure that out.
And they're going to do a test.
Probably yeah. should, right?
Have they not are. Done a
they
DNA?
Are. They're, like, they're how doing a easy. DNA test. They're doing one.
I know, but my gosh, how long? Do a 23andMe.
I know.
It's like, know. Why is it taking so also, long? Do what? They not want to know?
Why have we not just dug into Woody Harrelson's dad more?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Who's his dad?
Who's his dad?
His dad was like a hitman.
Oh, I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
And possibly impregnated, obviously, McConaughey's mom.
Well, look, that's going to happen, obviously, in the
Aren't
South.
They both like from, isn't it here? Austin?
Yeah, they're both from Texas. Yeah, somewhere in Texas. I don't know if it's Austin specifically. I know Matthew went to
you guys
UT,
know,
obviously. But
you guys know the dating pool is a little, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure Delco's cross streams. Small. With Giorgio's women and Jared's and vice versa and all that stuff right here. And it's bound to happen. But like, as far as season 2 is concerned, we watched it. I didn't hate it like everybody else did. I was able to accept the fact that it wasn't Matthew McConaughey and
it had its moments
and Woody Harrelson. And like, there's nothing you can do about how great the two of those guys were. And then you moved on. So as far as this one goes, cause there was some backlash about the all female cast, bullshit to me. It was part of the storyline. So I thought it was deserved. And I liked it. I just wanted a more satisfactory answer, but that's my only gripe with True Detective every season. But it was enjoyable. Shrinking the episodes down to this new count that we're all going through here is it made it more action-packed, and it really forced you to do it. It also forced us to watch the recap at the beginning of every show to get adjusted
my gosh.
To it. Yeah, because there's so much going on in every episode now, and it's so exciting that it really forced you to watch that recap and be like, all right, cool. He's here, he's here, awesome. We also did watch it every single Sunday night, so yeah. That was fun too, mm-hmm. where I enjoyed that, and this could be the way. Now, as far as why the ratings are so high, I think I'll attribute that to there isn't any TV shows anymore. There's none.
Mm.
None. I looked at the numbers for pilot season this year. Typically, they do 100. So as of 12 years ago, it was 100 pilots that were shot during this time period. This year, there is 4.
Yeah, I was just
four
about
total.
Literally just about to get on the mic and say I saw that last night.
Yep.
That it's down. I thought I saw 3, actually, but either way, it doesn't fucking matter.
I think a 4th just got approved, but I believe it was Suits Los Angeles. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I'm sorry.
Fucking
so
sweet.
That they what?
I'm sorry.
Don't
it is
have
Suits
to
Los
use,
Angeles.
But I don't think they're using any of the original cast.
They're not. So what they want to do with that, what I've heard behind the scenes, what they're going to do with that is have another Suits with those, the original cast, Suits Los Angeles, and they're going to try to turn this into the new CSI shit where they're spinning off different cities. The guy who signed on for Suits Los Angeles played the Green Arrow. I forget what his name is. He's the blonde dude.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
That's how it is now. I mean,
he's nothing.
Have you guys seen Zone of Interest? The post-credit scene?
No.
With Magneto?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What is it?
Oh.
What is Zone of Interest? Forgive me.
That's
I don't know what that Auschwitz movie is.
That's just my go-to joke. You can only make a Holocaust movie now if it's a Magneto origin story.
Yeah, it's getting bleak. Look, if you're trying to do a slave movie or a Holocaust movie, great.
Mm-hmm.
But every actor, agent, manager, everybody's pissed. They're losing money, and then they're moving out of Los Angeles because those TV shows don't exist anymore. And then the ones that do. You're only getting 6 regulars on there, which is the most amount of money you can get. So therefore, everybody's fighting for these things. So the leads of all these other shows, their agents are trying to jam them in. So like the guy from Green Arrow, they were like, Suits LA, great. Is it going? Awesome. How much? Get him in. Let's go and let's shoot this fucking thing. And that's, I think, what's going to happen. So with True Detective, I think it was just right place, right time, kind of like during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Where there was nothing out there and it broke the records. And I thought it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
It helps that the other show with any heat on it right now is on Apple.
Really?
Yeah.
Masters of the Air, which I have not been keeping up with religiously.
There's other shows. There's other shows. What are they?
There's this one on HBO with the Tokyo.
What's the title?
Tokyo something.
That's how famous that is.
No, but it's like it almost looks like a spinoff, right?
Tokyo
like,
Vice?
Yeah.
That's it. Tokyo Vice.
Yeah. I knew what it was. I just wanted to see if you did because the average person isn't going to.
It's not a big show, but I was like, what?
Yeah. I watched an episode. I liked it.
Okay. What's it about?
Did you force yourself?
Was it about
to like
Tokyo
it?
Or is it about, was it about the vices over there?
It's actually about all the vices that Ansel Elgort went through, you know, but when he got canceled, that's what it was.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. He did get canceled.
Wait, is Ansel Elgort in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he got canceled though. So that's going to be his last series. Right? Sorry.
Right.
Sorry about it. It is what it is.
Did you watch it, Delco, kind of being like, it would be really cool if I like this?
No.
Because nobody likes it?
Nobody likes it.
No, so you're like, I'm going to force myself.
No, if something pops up on HBO Max, I give it a try because I think HBO puts out the best shows.
They used to.
That's fair.
They definitely used to. And I'm with you. As a network, as an overall whole, my favorites of all time, The Wire, Sopranos, all that shit came out of HBO. So I'm with you on that. I just wish it was a different guy running it to keep it more. I just want more shit. Because the other part about this is if you have a shot series that's about to come out, the numbers are going to be just as huge. The guy that is really going to keep exploding is Jeremy Allen White. They shot another fucking season of The Bear. It is done, and it has a release date of June, and they're going to drop it all at the same time. Yeah. That guy will just continue to be bigger and bigger. If they can just stay on the schedule of dropping a Bear season every summer.
Did you watch Iron Claw?
Not yet.
It's a feel-good story.
No, I heard
Did
it is.
Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's a feel-good story. I'll show your kids it. It's
very depressing is
I
what
I was going to take
Very, mine. Very depressing. You cannot take your kids to see that.
Why?
Because all his brothers die.
Everybody
so?
Dies. It's a depressing
Is there drugs?
Story.
Is there penises? Is there vaginas?
It's wrestling. That's what it is.
No, I understand okay. that. She's asking if there's any nudity in it because my kid wanted to see it, my 9-year-old.
I mean, everybody's half nude the whole time, right? It's wrestling.
Do you see a dick and balls, man? Just answer the question.
It's so much gayer than a dick and balls.
It's not, though. It's wrestling. And wrestling. That's what wrestling
it's
is.
Wrestling.
It's wrestling, man.
Yeah, as long as there's no penises, vaginas, buttholes, boobs.
Tits, sacks, taints.
Taints.
Because the other one that's doing well that we got into, just simply as a shortage of television, is the Feud series on Hulu right now, which is Truman Capote and the Swans.
Right.
Jesse?
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Jesse. Yeah. My Capote scares the shit out of Jesse, and I do it every single night.
It doesn't scare me. It's just...
You just don't like it, because he's so creepy, you know?
It's just you doing the voice, like...
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah. No, oh, that's a blackbird. No, blackbird. You guys
need,
just do all
I need
the
some
voices.
Help with the invitations. I got to get the invitations out. They got to be just right, okay?
It's really good.
Invitations out.
It is very good. I love it. Diane Lane's in it. Murders Row in this fucking thing. Jesus Christ. Demi Moore's in it. That gay dude from White Lotus. I don't know his name. He's playing Capote.
Tom Hollander.
Fantastic. That guy's fantastic.
Gained the weight.
The bad guy in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yes. If you recall. Gained the weight.
Gained
for
the
it.
Weight for Capote. Who else? Naomi Watts is fantastic in it. I mean, it is just bangers.
It's only
Calista Flockhart showed up and killed it.
Yeah. Because Ryan Murphy gets everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He does, but the only thing is, and I'll go back to what happened with these agents and managers and actors, the movie stars now are taking up all these roles. Not that I mind it, because I'm not there anymore, so I don't give a shit. And you're seeing the best of the best in these TV shows where you're like, God damn.
Oh, please. These are all women of a certain age that don't really, you know, they didn't do the Botox for a couple, you know, maybe 6 months or whatever.
Diane Lane doesn't give a fuck.
I know, but like you haven't seen them and stuff.
No, you're right.
So these are not people that are like, people are clamoring to put them in things.
Sure.
We got a new show from FX coming out.
What do you got there?
Shogun.
Oh, yeah. So I saw the trailer to that. Are you amped about that?
Yeah, it looks sick.
Okay. Yeah, the trailer looks very, very good. It's just one of those things where it looks tedious, where I'm like, do I have to learn something? Do I need to learn about something today? Because I don't know. It looks like a war of some sort, right?
It's just 1600s Japan.
Yeah, it's a mini series. So I don't know if they're going to even do a second season, but a European
No,
ship,
I think it's one season.
Okay, yeah, it's marooned. It seems like it's historical fiction.
Okay. Oh, it's not a real story. Not a true story.
It might be loosely based on it, but it's not like the opening. It's not like Commodore Perry coming in the 1800s or, yeah, it seems like it's sort of a one-off little thing.
So the only thing that worries me about it being on FX is, are you going to be able to get show at least heads being chopped off their bodies?
Probably.
Okay, great. Because that's all I really care about. I want to see some heads get chopped off. That's what I really want to see. Blood, gore, violence.
Sure.
Like, that's what the trailer promised me I would get.
Okay.
And I kind of want to go back to that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, let's go back to just awful violence again.
I mean, and Dave, they showed Dave get milked.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we didn't see his penis.
Just through a table.
Yeah, just through a table. And now Benny Boom is dating
Bob had the best. He texted me.
Why do people care that he's dating Selena Gomez? I don't get it. He's cool as shit.
Yes. Yes. And I love that. That's the angle.
He's not a good-looking dude. So he kind of looks like Booger from Nerds.
Okay, Bob sent Revenge me this Nerds. Instagram photo.
I saw this organically on Instagram, and coupled with the caption, I'll explain to you what I thought once I pull up the picture.
Okay.
I thought this was a disabled family member.
Holy yes. shit.
He goes, I'm so out of touch. I thought this was a disabled cousin.
Oh my God. And then she put my best BES friend.
Which Fwend. That's what Isn't sold it me. Fwend? I was like, Fwend. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, because she's saying Fwend too. It thinking does, like, oh, maybe that's how he says Fwend, you know?
So it's Fwend.
I still feel like Benny Blanco probably talks like that, right?
No, have you seen him on Dave?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But he's really funny, man.
He's acting.
He is.
He is, yeah.
He is funny. You
scroll
know,
through
great,
those other pictures.
Great
I didn't
guy,
see his
photos. By he all
looks,
accounts.
He looks better in the other pictures.
So that one, he looks fine.
So here's
fine.
The thing. There's a cut of light, a strand yes. of light hitting here that makes part of his face go.
Yeah.
Looks like it's chopped off. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Or and so got, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had one photo like that, and people were like, oh, why did you Photoshop that? I was like, no, the sun just came up, and it sliced off half my leg. That's exactly what happened in this photo. The other two is fine. He's a normal-looking dude, I think. I mean, okay. Selena Gomez, can we just state the obvious there or no?
I don't.
She's put on a little weight?
Yeah.
She's not the supermodel she used to be, so what the fuck are we doing here?
When she was 16?
Let her live her life.
Lupus.
But this is what I'm saying.
Let
her live her life with Benny. Like, the two of them together now look like a normal couple.
I know this is a red carpet, but she's still super attractive.
She looks
like
a normal, hot person right there.
But the two of them together, he's a massive music producer. Like, sure. I don't understand what the hate is for this couple.
It's not.
I like it.
There's no hate. There's no hate.
I didn't even know who that is. Do you know what I mean? Dad brained was like.
Yeah, yeah. No one, I don't think that I've heard, is like, oh my God. Like, they're like, this is great. Good for her.
No, they hate it on the internet. No. Her fans hate it. Oh, yeah, there's a whole
thing.
That
doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up, Selena and Benny, and people are like, why is she doing this? The guy is so much older, or whatever, which I don't think that's true either. Because she's in her 30s now. I think people forget. Her and Taylor Swift are in their fucking 30s now.
Benny's 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 31.
I know.
That's not even.
I agree. But people still picture them as like children, I guess, because they still act like children. You know what I'm saying? Where you can't get that image out of your mind, because Taylor Swift in particular really hasn't aged. Yeah. Where she looks the same as when she was like fucking 20, for Christ's sake.
By the way, an ironic thing for Selena Gomez fans to say, because there was a not small sect of Bieber fans who said that she was taking advantage of his age because he's 2 years younger than her.
Yeah. Yes.
Benny Blanco has 29 number one hits.
Yes. He's one of the very best there is, which is why this relationship to me is not surprising. Like,
yeah, and she's a
singer. He's got more
money
probably than her. For Christ's sakes. So, yeah.
Look, it's fine. We have no real view on the relationship other than good for her. It was just a funny...
Good for him.
...reaction to that one picture.
It's a bad picture.
It's a bad picture.
I have a lot of bad pictures, so it is what it is. But I was just like...
And also the caption that's like, my best friend. You're kind of like, wait, what? Like, is, you know, that isn't like a romantic... Post.
So here's how, by the way, here's how crazy this got was, and this is in People, January 10th of this year. So what's 5 weeks ago, she announced, because of the hatred of her new boyfriend, that she was going to leave social media. I'm off social media for a while. And it says that her heart breaks to see all the hate and everything else that's going on here on the timeline and blah, blah, blah. Mm. So, yeah. To me, that's bullshit. Like, they're what, 2 years apart? Yeah. Who do they want her to date? Is Justin Bieber? Was that the whole thing of like, well, he's not Bieber, I guess?
Yeah, because I guess her fans were like going hard for Haley still this day.
Jesus Christ, man. Get up. Like, they're married.
Fueled,
they've been
by
married
the way,
for years now.
Fueled a little bit by Selena. Let's be fucking real.
Yeah, I'm
fueled
sure.
a little bit. And the way that she fuels it is by not fueling it, right?
Yeah.
Where she like goes on and just goes, hey guys, like, I need you to leave Haley alone. And she's like, they were leaving me alone. And now you're making them feel bad for you again. And now they're going to come after me again.
Oof. And I'm looking at if you just go by the title of these articles here, I'm just going to read the first one that popped up. Everyone hates Selena Gomez's new boyfriend, Benny Blanco. Here's why. And then there's a list of reasons why. And it's just like, oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
No, I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah. No, they fucking hate her. They just kept going to her social media. Just fucking saying why.
Those people like that have been like millions of followers since the beginning of Instagram,
mm-hmm.
their accounts just aren't real anymore.
I know.
So like they can't even, you know, it's all bots and weirdness.
Yep.
So I would just, it's playing against the computer at that point. Julia, like, it's not a real thing.
I know. Julia Roberts actually just did an interview about it, which was interesting. She was new to social media. I guess she signed up for Instagram maybe like a year and a half ago or something like that. And she posted a picture of her playing, looked like gin rummy or something with her niece, who was Emma Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them were just sitting around a table in the morning, natural lights. She had no makeup on, and she was just posted this picture saying, I'm having the best time just enjoying a morning with my niece, or whatever it was, something super basic, right?
Well, that's not content, but okay.
It's not, but she's old and she doesn't know.
Okay, then what are
social
you
media and everything else? Well, here's what she said as far as like the interview goes, is or what she said in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, when I posted this, somebody else made me aware of like what the comments were. And so I really went into the comments And everybody had said to her, oh my God, it's sad to see how Julia Roberts is aged. She looks horrific. And I mean, she just literally posted a picture with no makeup on in the morning in her niece and was just like, it's sad to see, this was America's sweetheart, and now it's just all gone down the tubes and everything else. And it's like, bro, this is still Julia fucking Roberts here, okay? Like, yeah. We're not doing this bullshit. But she had an interesting take on it. She goes, I was surprised, because I'd never been on social media before, she said, at how much it hurt my feelings of just thousands of people telling me I look horrific, and then seeing like the sub comments of it as well, mm-hmm. and like really doing a deep dive into all of this shit. She goes, and it's not just for me, but I'm thinking of what a 15-year-old would post and get this kind of hatred and how it could ruin your life.
Go up, Bob. Up.
They're just playing cards together. It's just her and her niece at a table.
Go up. I think I saw it. Right
that
there.
One. Yep. There it is. So the whole interview this was about like, this one photo.
This is like a mom. If you saw this mom in your neighborhood, you would be like MILF 10 out of 10.
Serious. And she, just in general, is a striking person.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup, no makeup, whatever. You're like, if you didn't even know it was Julia Roberts, you'd be like, that person is something.
It would just make me, if I was her, and I already get this way sometimes when people are like total assholes. In comments or something, I'm just like, you're not real people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In the and comments, like, I'm just like, you're aren't. Not, you're not people.
Yeah.
Because it forces you to view them, to disassociate from their humanity.
And also, like, sometimes they aren't. Like, who, you have to think about.
If you look at this post, sorry to interrupt you, but just put it on that post real quick, Bob. James, we got some sponsors that barely puts this Noji show on the air today. Oh, we're getting through this together. We're getting through it together with DietSmoke.com. Welcome back to our good friends over at Diet Smoke. For those of you new to THC, we'll break it down for you. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Speaking of crafting, the fellas over there at Diet Smoke cooked up another can't-miss product. Their new Shrooms THC blended gummies have launched. And they're everything that you need to get through the cell phone outage today. Honestly, you take enough of those goddamn things, you'll forget about the rest of the world, too. And that's the beauty of them. Each dose packs a little hit of uplifting THC and euphoric mushrooms in there. It's got a refreshing flavor, which I love. Great vibes. And they're all discreetly shipped. So if you don't want your wife or your children to know that you're doing gummies while coaching their soccer game on Saturdays, you don't have to. You don't have to there. But each Diet Smoke product is third-party lab tested to ensure that you're getting the best ingredients and nothing else. They've even got the lab results on the bag with a QR code so you can scan it and make sure they're the proper milligrams. They got milligrams from 5 to 150 milligrams over there. They got the shroom gummies, which I'm a huge fan of. I take two of those. I only take one 10 milligram THC gummy a night. But on those shrooms, though, those are 5 apiece, so I bump those up to 2. Damn it, dude. I laugh my ass off over there. Big fan of Diet Smoke. The flavors are amazing there across the board, and literally every single gummy you're going to get exactly what's promised on the bag. So if it's a 150 milligram dog, yeah, you're going to be feeling that. And I think it'll say bold on there as well. I'm only using 10s because I'm a lightweight with weed, but I take it every night. It helps me go to sleep, and I love that. So here's the fun part for all of our listeners. You can go to DietSmoke.com, use the code DB50. For 50% off any item, including the all-new Shroom Gummies. Again, that is DietSmoke.com, promo code DB50 for 50% off any item, including the all-new Shroom Gummies. Remember, you must be 21 or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke. All right, next up, we got MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We're in golf season right now. We're all in. MyBookie brought back the top 20s, the top 10s, the top 5s. Got a couple guys in the top 20 already on day one here at the Mexico Open down in beautiful Mexico. I don't know what city it is. The golf course isn't that beautiful, but I don't give a shit. I got to have money on this goddamn thing to feel alive inside. College basketball's in full swing. March Madness is almost here. Some might say it started last night. There were some great games on last night. That LSU win over Kentucky was a fucking blast of a game to watch. Also enjoyed that Illinois-Penn State game. Penn State was now my fucking 20, and they came all the way back. You can throw some money on this. You can bet on the live lines. All of it changes. You can win a shit ton of money over there. Also, they got the casino fired up. More than 500 games on that casino that you can play. And again, March Madness right around the corner. Go to mybookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000 over there. Bet with us or against us. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Ryan Mills, our sales rep, you just walked into the studio here to grab some samples. We're live in Texas. I believe we're in, what, 40 HEBs?
Yes, sir.
And then how many total wines? Are we in every single total
wine? We're in every single total wine.
Great. Specs?
Specs, we're working. We got about 4 or 5.
4 or 5 open right now. Fantastic. Well, we just opened in December, so it's pretty fucking good.
Not bad.
Are you doing a tasting tomorrow?
I am indeed at the HEB in Granbury. The address is 3804 East Highway 377. And that'll be from 12 to 3.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
At the HEB?
At the HEB.
There it is. Where is that?
It's right off 377. It's going to be a little bit west of Dallas.
Dallas. All right. So if you're in the Dallas area tomorrow, go to that HEB from 12 to 3.
Yes, sir.
Buy some products. You'll be giving out some free swag.
Absolutely. Come see me.
I'm going to give you some shot glasses to take with you.
I might keep them, but I'll
well,
see.
Give a couple out to the listeners, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're also live in Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio. And we're in all the total wines in the Southeast. Pretty easy to remember. If you're in Alabama, we're in every single Piggly Wiggly out there, including that one in Birmingham up there in the suburbs. We got you covered over there. And then spring football is also about to start back up here. We're on pretty much every college campus there is. Ohio State, where it's the Standard Hall over there, 14-0 Liquors on campus, Short North Pint House, Urban Myers Pint House in Dublin out there, University of Alabama, where it's Corks and Tops, that Shell Station on 1405 University Boulevard over there, Auburn, Tiger Liquors. We're all over Tiger Liquors there in Auburn, ABC Liquors up there. It's Athens for all you Bulldogs fans out there. Go Dogs. UCF, we're at Pat's Liquors down there in Florida. And if you're in Wilmington, North Carolina, stop into those brunches, dude. Start your day off right with a Hard AF Seltzer. We're in all the brunches, restaurants, Whiskey Creek Trail and Masonboro Loop Road. Huge fan of that. I always take the kids when I'm back home in Wilmington. And of course, we're in the Total Wine there. And then the Outer Banks. So if you're in Virginia and you're like, shit, dude, I just want to go get a cheap 12-pack. Drive over into the Outer Banks there. We're in all the brew-throughs out there. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Click on the store locator. Enter your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest store nearest you. If you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Does it say the comments are disabled at the bottom now?
So, yeah, and they left a couple. Emma Roberts and, for some reason, Girl Meets Farm or whatever the fuck. On,
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
On Food Network.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And Molly, that's it, huh?
Who we don't really like, huh, Bob?
She's whatever.
That's not her, is it?
Yeah, it is. Molly Ye. Yeah. She's okay.
Oh, yeah. She looks different.
I think it's like Girl Meets Farm. I forget what they're
called.
But yes, I that's interesting that she disabled the comments after the interview.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know why you're on Instagram, but... Go ahead.
I'm with you. You know, I better people said, look, man, you got to get on this shit because that's the world now.
To which you say, why? I'm fucking Julia Roberts.
I agree.
So, yeah, I think her comments are limited on every post.
Oh,
now.
Okay. So she only has like friends, maybe.
Maybe like verified only. Or
Verified only.
Let's just cut through it. Only people she considers people can comment.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
It.
So
I
they
like
have
that,
to
Bob.
Be a certain
I like that. Yeah, I like that
level
elitist.
Of fame, a certain level of income, and then she like will trust what you say.
Drake does that too, by the way. I like that. That's fine. And I'm with you. You're Julia fucking Roberts, bro. Like, you don't need social media.
It's the kind of thing, it's like Aniston getting into this world
Jay
and then starting to, like, comment on it. You just go, ooh, Ooh.
But I think she's got business ventures where Julia Roberts doesn't seem like she's pushing anything on any of these goddamn things. Maybe she is. What's that bottle of water there?
It's because
that could be it. Scroll down.
No, she's down. Just saying that she. Oh, that.
Yep. And then one more. There's a post. One more down, Bob.
She didn't tag anything.
Yeah, that white bottle there, all the way at the bottom. Oh. Yes.
That's just coconut water.
Oh, it is.
I think she's showing off her nails.
Oh, got it.
That's okay. Dan's brand.
Yeah, because she's got a little pineapple emoji here, and she's got a pineapple on her nail.
You don't think she owns that? You don't think she owns a part of
we
that
just
company?
Said no.
Also, good. What the fuck? This Molly Yeh is commenting on every post.
Wow.
That's why we don't like her, right?
Yeah, but it also might not just be her. It might be like
her social media team. Yeah.
They don't, or they'll just have like a bot just reply to all their followers or following.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Either way.
That is a way to snipe followers.
It sure is. Because if you're on there and you're only going to see those four people in Julia Roberts' feed, you're going to follow them.
And you know who would do that shit? Is Girl Meets Farm.
Mm. What's just the sitch with Girl Meets Farm? Tell the audience. I don't know what that is.
She is like the nicest.
She's so nice that I'm like...
annoyed by her.
I'm not annoyed by her, but I'm just like, do you... Like, I know you have children, but do you have sex?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, a very, she's a human bot.
She's
if
a
that
human
makes
Muppet.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
And in our, I think we were comparing, when we were talking, we were comparing to like a Fieri, a, you know.
Sure.
A, who's the redhead hottie?
Bobby Flay.
Whoa.
So
you're
and saying then there's like a.
It's not Flay
then. And then there's her, and we're just kind of like, oh, well.
People hated Fieri at first, and then he came around.
Yeah,
he did. It was a full circle moment for him. Flay, though, I understood
going,
from the get-go.
The circle may be circling back around.
Could be. Well, if he keeps trying to push his son like this, it's really starting to turn people off. You were the one who called that
no.
years ago, and I was just like, God damn it, if I see that fucking...
No, is he a Trump guy?
Yes.
I think it's just... it's overexposure, right? No matter what. No matter how likable you are.
Don't if push you your fucking son on us.
If you overexpose yourself, people are going to start to hate you again.
It's we got impossible. Some listeners in the studio here. Drop that Coors. Go grab some hard AFs out of that fridge over there. Help yourself, guys. For real, dude. It's Thursday. There's a fucking cell phone outage here,
it's
all right?
Little Friday.
Blackout. Grab some hard AF seltzers
out of
that fridge.
I mean,
fridge.
We're
you're
just
go.
Going go we're just going willy-nilly, but... Bob and I have some cringe corners. I have a GoFundMe Friday.
We're lucky to be alive today.
I emailed it to you, Bob.
Cringe corner.
Yeah. We've got a couple. We've got
where
a couple.
Where do you want to start?
Let's get weird today.
Do you want to start? Do you want to escalate?
Yeah.
So start Wait. With the grooming and then go to the...
Yeah.
Whoa.
And okay. then... Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll end with the GoFundMe.
Okay.
Okay.
So
start with the wax.
Yeah. So we're going to go with a story that, you know, we can debate, I guess.
All right.
So a Tennessee woman who posted photos on Instagram that appear to show her 5-year-old daughter helping her wax female clients for hair removal has been charged with child neglect. Oh, this may be a crime corner too. Huh? Oof.
Yeah.
So, but Crime Bob, did two. You did you find those pictures
of the waxing?
Yeah.
I'll try
so
to find
they
it real quick.
She posted on Instagram.
Are they showing the wax
things
pussies?
Things are blurred out, but
what are so when you say things? Just so we're clear here for the audio listeners, are you talking about taints, buttholes, pussies? Okay.
Labias.
Yeah,
oh my
God.
So
shut the fuck up.
And she posted this on Instagram.
I'm gonna throw up. There's no
you
fucking
guys,
way.
That monitor needs to be turned towards them because
yeah,
they need to
Joel,
see.
Turn the monitor.
They need to see all this. There's another one too. So
they can see on mine.
Hang on, dude. This is all right. So no, leave that pickup, Bob, because I got some questions here. So. This is the 5-year-old. Is that a man or a woman? And I hate to ask that question.
Now, look, we don't know. Because both can be...
Here's my question.
Jesus Christ.
Does it even matter?
Yeah. Well, would it be a little bit worse? Let's be honest. Yes.
I mean, it's really, it's just like, where are you getting stabbed in the chest? What part of your chest?
Well,
are you,
right. if it's a little girl and then that's a spread woman, at least she knows what a vagina is, I guess.
She doesn't know what that type of vagina is.
She's not seen anything like that.
You can't throw her. That's the deep end of the vagina pool. And the deepest end.
Shit.
And I'm already confused on how, like, balls even would be waxed. So she has no idea. Yeah,
I mean, because this is, like, it's one thing, I guess, if it was some Julia Roberts-looking, you know, MILF from Yoga Pants. But this is a roast beef sandwich left in a car on a hot June day.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead and put that pick up one more time, Bob.
And I think there's another pick,
that's
going to
stink, too. Like, the child's going to smell that. That sense of a woman forever.
You don't know what kind of grooming, which is, you know, pretty standard, but when you're getting waxed to, you know, be considerate of the waxer, right?
Does this look like a woman who's considerate of the waxer? She didn't give a fuck. She didn't even give a fuck about her own body.
I mean, look, this girl
is getting waxed.
This girl is staring down both barrels, by the way.
Yeah, butthole and pussy. Oh, no, dude. And how old is that girl? 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, lock this woman up. Lock the mom up forever.
I don't know what the Jesus caption Christ. Was on the Instagram, do you? The caption would be great to know. Like, what were you hoping that people would react? You know, like Julia Roberts.
Right.
Julia Roberts puts up a no makeup picture. She's thinking, you know, people want to see me in my natural environment, right?
Sure.
Now, this waxing lady, when she posted this picture of her 5-year-old daughter waxing clients, what in her mind did she think?
We have the meats. I think that's the only thing,
like,
you could post.
Oh my gosh,
photo.
How cute. Or like, what did she think people were gonna?
Oh boy, you know? I'm not sure. I'm haunted by this, and I'm not the child there.
Right.
And again, that stink is going to live with her. We've all got scents as a child where you smell something from a child and it kind of takes you back there.
Yeah.
Smell is our strongest superpower, is what the world say. But it's our strongest sense that we have.
Yeah.
This child is going to smell that fat woman's butthole the rest of her life.
Right.
And I don't know what she had.
Right.
A chalupa. Probably she dipped it in nacho cheese.
And I don't know what the thought is. Can she get into areas that
the other woman can't because her hands are smaller? Oh, boy. This is dark.
So anyways, I mean, we haven't even gotten into child labor laws. I mean, do you know what I mean? It's neglect. It's we're getting into abuse, things like that. But there's other stuff at play here.
Yikes.
And also the other stuff of these clients being okay with it. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is what it is. So we escalate to forehead.
What's the forehead one?
Oh God, I forgot about that.
Whoa.
It's a quick one.
I don't give a shit, but I need to know what happened with this. What was the final outcome?
It's more of just, no, she.
Is that the mom right there? Pop up
the mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was charged with child neglect.
A bond has not been set
So she's still in jail?
She's in jail right now, yeah.
All right.
She posted it online to advertise her business.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know. She just didn't understand.
My God,
what she was doing.
My God, this is fucking insane, dude. Leave her in jail. I don't know that a bond should be set on this, to be honest with you. I don't know that she needs to walk around and have a child in this life.
I think that, like, yeah, you're just never, if you didn't know that wasn't a good idea to post, I just don't think there's anything that can help you.
No, me neither. And I'll take it a step further. I think that wax strip that was used on the taint, pussy, and asshole there, I think that should be put in the cell, and she's got to sniff that for, like, the first hour she wakes up. What, Joel? I'm just saying that's a good punishment for this.
Right.
Like, it's got to fit the crime here.
All right, well, case closed.
Legs closed.
Case closed.
Jesus Christ.
So this next one's just like a fun... do you have the video that goes with it, Bob?
Yeah.
This started a little bit of a debate, but this model, Norwegian model.
Sure.
I'm
looking at her. She looks Norwegian. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
It's like Norway right there.
She is brushing off the haters.
Okay.
New York Post. It's
see you
like,
later, haters.
Yeah.
See you later, haters.
Brushing
okay.
off the haters. Norwegian model.
Okay.
Rada Prelevic. Prelevic.
She looks exactly
Prelevic.
She looks exactly like it sounds.
Prelevic.
Yeah.
Is proudly owning a birthmark on her forehead, which has a long strand of hair.
Oh, fuck. I thought that was an image. Oh, God damn it, dude.
And she's...
Shit.
She likes it.
I thought that was a shadow. she's pulling on it.
Why is it
fuck.
So... It's literally... It's just a little
fuck.
Extra hair, but why is it so disturbing?
God
I don't
damn
know.
It. I thought that was a shadow.
It is.
Shit. She's
so
hot
she's
too.
Not,
like, just get rid of this
gonna
bullshit.
She's not going to do it, though. You can't make her.
She loves it.
She loves it. She loves brushing it, pulling on.
Stop showing that on Patreon. Damn it.
And if you don't love it.
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't love it.
You're just a hater and you don't understand. And she loves herself and she loves that hair.
Delco,
okay?
Could you grin and bear this? You're the single guy here. What's your thoughts?
What did you just ask me?
Can you grin and bear this?
Would you be able to handle this?
I mean, I would prefer she cut it off.
Uh-huh.
It's just like there's a little gap between her hairline. It's odd. I wouldn't. Yeah, it would bother me.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm sure it bothers
what if
everyone.
She put just like some barrettes on there.
Oh, God.
Dazzled it up.
Or one
maybe
of those
got it.
Serena Williams, those little beads.
Yeah. Some beads, some like hair wrap type of thing. Anyways, we just thought that was, you know.
So what's her sitch in real life? Is she married or have a boyfriend or is she saying I can't
18.
Get one?
She's 18.
Yeesh. That's a hard 18.
Well, it's Norwegian, you know.
No, you should be. You're fine. It's a beautiful land over there. You don't age rapidly. It's not like she's from Siberia. This looks like she's
rough.
30. I would have said 35 years old. She's 18?
Yeah.
God damn it.
She's a model.
It could be the thing out of her fucking forehead, dude. That's aging
that's
her
making
like that.
Her look older.
Yeah. Shit.
Look, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
Maybe.
All right. Yeesh. Here's the last.
Here's the good, money good. Shot.
Yeah, let's see them. Let's see it. Oh, no.
You want to start with telling them the story while I pull up the important
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, so.
Should I be worried about this one?
Well, what do you, I mean, worried? What do you mean worried?
I don't want to see somebody with a braid
look,
out
a
of their
forehead. Look, a model from Brazil
okay.
has revealed that her son is behind the content for all of her adult for all of her adult content
for OnlyFans.
Her son shoots her OnlyFans.
Shut the fuck
yeah.
up! All right,
and it's almost like she's doing.
How old's the son? Is he of legal age at least? Unlike the fucking waxer,
I believe.
Yes,
so.
Which almost makes it worse, right?
Yeah,
it almost makes it worse that he is like old enough.
Is that the kid?
That's
yeah.
the kid and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's just got an up-and-coming film business, you know? Lucky
yeah.
for him, his mom's an actress.
Lots of pictures of him with, like, a soundboard and, like, a camera.
Stop it.
Being
can
like,
afford a throat tat.
Yeah.
A throat tat's not cheap.
Yeah, so here's his Instagram.
All right. Let's see it.
DJ Urok is what he goes by, I guess.
He's got 350,000 followers?
Well, he's, you know.
Look. I mean, if you've seen her
he's
stuff.
He's in a helicopter.
If you've seen her stuff.
Is that his mom?
I'm not sure. All Brazilians look the same to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, is,
no.
he just, is it make it better if he's gay? I don't know.
Is he gay?
It looks gay.
It where is the gay?
Does it?
He looks Brazilian.
It looks Brazilian, man.
Anyway.
I mean, that photo of him in, as a pilot looks pretty gay, dude.
Well, you're nervous. You know, the first time you go in a helicopter
he's
like
just
that,
cheesing.
You're nervous.
He's
yeah,
just
it's
cheesing.
Cheesing, bro.
Yeah.
Go to the next picture, Bob. Yeah, look at him, dude. He's just fucking... Oh, that's Jesus. That's the famous thing in San Paulo or whatever the fuck it is.
This guy's not gay. He's a fucking...
Sao Paulo? I don't fucking know.
Anyway, let's take a look at some of his work.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Oh!
Which one...
That was on the fucking screen, you idiot.
Show that.
Oh,
you have sorry.
To give me a warning.
Ah.
It was some of his work.
Right.
Fuck.
Right.
So this video shooting? Got nuked.
Oh, man.
Which
Did
one's
really?
His mom?
It's going to.
Which one's his mom?
The lady.
In all of it?
Yeah,
oh,
like,
her.
Here's his mom.
Yeah, that's his mom.
Oh, cool tiger tattoo, though.
Oh,
it is
yeah.
a nice tiger tattoo.
It's covered up the scars, nice.
Yeah. So they're, yeah. they're. Oh, she's fucking three black dudes in that one. Holy shit.
And
the son is
and
shooting
the sun
this?
Is. We're
filming this.
We're good.
My God, man.
No, I don't think he didn't shoot this one, at least.
Oh, he didn't?
Yeah,
because okay.
the actor took it.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay,
good,
okay,
good,
okay,
good,
okay,
good.
Okay, okay, okay.
The talent. Yeah, now this Boy. One though, I think he probably shot.
Ah,
yeah, you that, think so?
The gaping
yeah.
one, the gaping butthole
yeah,
one. He shot.
Yeah, yeah, right. yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, Bob, show that shot one more time. Actually, not on screen. Obviously, there's certain rules. So that one, it looks like that's waxed the balls. You see, the balls are all waxed up on that one. So yeah, that's you know.
Yeah,
going back to the other story here, a full circle
right.
moment. You do get the balls waxed. I just
right.
it seems painful, obviously.
Right.
But the entry hole.
What
is
do you
open
so? What do you that. Think of the son furthering his
career,
film career. Career,
and that's nepotism a little bit too.
Young Spielberg. There.
Yeah,
that's
it is a
nepo
bit of,
baby.
It is nepotistic.
Yeah. yeah.
Young Spielberg. Because
if his here. Career, you know, takes off, it's like, oh, how'd you get into the business,
right?
You know?
All right, so I'm going to go back, and I mean this actually. I'm being
sure.
serious when I say this, because you guys brought it up. If he is gay, does mm-hmm. this make this better? Because he just simply doesn't fucking care.
I don't think so.
I don't. I think it's still your mom, right?
I don't know how that works.
Whether you're if you're gay, it's not your mom.
Well
here, Ross, you're not gay, right?
Not today.
So you wouldn't
not yet.
You wouldn't feel weird shooting your dad doing gay shit.
See?
Oh, you're switching.
You know,
I see what you're
you
doing
know
there,
what
Bob.
I mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just your dad getting holed out a little bit.
I don't enjoy watching gay sex though. Like I'd have to ask.
Why would he enjoy watching straight sex?
I don't know that he enjoys it necessarily, but it's you know, it maybe he's not affected by
but
it.
But there's no attraction to his mom that would weirdly come about.
Right. And that's where I'm headed with that one.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. Now, yeah, just watching you. Now I'm just keep picturing your dad getting plowed by fucking three dudes, you know, and you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit. All of this is fucked up, by the way. I want to take a stand on that.
It's
this
still
is all
going.
Fucked up today.
It's still going.
What's still going? What's still going,
the
Jesse?
The married couples fighting over there. It's still up. Who? It's
it
still
is,
up.
But they're gonna eventually nuke the entire burner.
Take
so
it.
I'm gonna have to fucking create another burner.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
What was
so
it? What was the photo that made it?
He so it was on his Instagram, so I had it up, and then he switched it over really quick to her nudes, which is gonna just nuke the entire channel.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because literally the last time we tried it, we even did a test run of just showing porn on the channel once.
Yeah.
And it nuked it immediately.
Wow.
So say goodbye to the burner.
Bob. Damn it, man.
Too many people know about that burner anyway.
Yeah. It might be time for a new burner.
We have to start in 24 hours. I guess, you know, in order to live stream, it has to be up for.
Well, if we're
going to
be nuked anyway, do we just show it? Just kidding, Delco.
Full penny,
gosh, just
full
kidding.
Penny. Oh, man. Look at that, dude. That's a fucking. Look at. I mean, that's just painful right there that they're doing, you know?
Mom, can you move?
Yeah, mom. Yeah, that triple rope, mom. I need you to move to your right.
So here's a great one. By the way, this appears to be Jigsaw, the Saw cosplay.
Yeah,
she's got a Jigsaw mask
on.
Yeah. All right, let's say he's not gay, right? He's straight.
Yep.
Is this three chicks? I can't tell if that's
no.
a
no. No, that's a dude.
That is
that's
a dude.
Yeah, he's got a penis. Okay. He's got a penis inside the vagina from behind. But here's the thing, Bob. Here's the difference for me on that one is the guy who's fucking that woman is wearing a Jigsaw mask. So at least you can kind of pretend that it's a fun, flirty thing for the movie and not your mom getting fucked by Jigsaw, I guess. Or maybe not. Either way, all of this is wrong, and I'm sure this is all going to end horrifically. I bet you, though, her numbers have gone up because everybody's going to go to her OnlyFans now and try to see if the sun's and shit.
It's all about the angle. You know what I mean? Like the branding.
And listen, like, he's good.
Yeah, these shots look fun.
He's good. I mean, those angles are, they're good.
And we've said this on the show for years. If you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. So I don't even know if you can see
family
this
business.
A job.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I like the you know, bringing it back to just good old-fashioned family business, passing it on.
I agree.
You know?
I love it. I love it here. The neck tat at such an early age. Boy. I guess let's end it with this today. Let's segue into this perfectly here. Let's talk about the worst tattoo of all time that just happened.
Oh, okay.
Pull up MGK's new tattoo. I don't understand what would compel you to get this fucking tattoo. Because there's no way out of this for a very, very long time. And is this black body? I mean, the opposite of black face, because he just tattooed his entire body black here?
No, there's
blackout. What the fuck is this?
They're blackout tattoos.
And explain it to me, because I don't know what that is. Why would you do this?
I don't know why you would do it, but it's a, you know, a trend.
Pop that up on screen there one more time for the audience.
I feel like he could go out now and, like, you know, people, you don't have to be like, no shirt, no shoes.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he's wearing something.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like he's all zipped up into something there.
So he
like a Black Panther costume. That's what I thought originally.
Yeah.
But this is fucking wild, man.
It's a lot. I mean, it is a lot.
Is there any part of you that likes this?
No.
Okay, good. Good. Because he's getting killed for it all over the internet. Did he do the back too as well, Bob? I've only seen a picture of the front.
It'd be weird if he didn't.
That's what I say.
Yeah, I've only seen a picture of the front too. Yeah. Apparently he covered up a already extensive chest tattoo.
Well, Shai, you're covering up your entire body by going all black like that.
I don't know. I think that looks better than the weird shit he had before.
I guess so.
Streamlines it.
Oh, there's the picture in the middle. Okay. Yeah, the old shit looked terrible anyways. I guess it's an upgrade from what it used to look like. So fuck it. But man, this career, I don't know how much money he has. He better have a lot. Because you do bullshit like this, like, you're not gonna be a Walmart greeter after that. Hey, everyone.
Yeah, no, people like this, you know, ride it till the wheels fall off, and then they kind of, like, you know,
open up a bagel shop.
OD or something. I don't know.
Yikes, dude. That is fucking intense.
He could wear a shirt. I mean, my gosh.
Because I've got tattoos and shit, and, like, some of these take one of them took 8 hours. Like, this thing, Jesus Christ, how long would that take?
I don't know.
Ink your entire fucking body like that?
If you ever see him, you should ask him.
Oh, I sure will.
Hey, can I ask you a few questions about your tattoo?
Oh, that's exactly what I would do.
What else?
How long does it take?
Yeah.
Does it hurt? What does it mean?
What else does he have to do?
That's what I mean.
He doesn't have anything.
Gosh.
Nothing but time to kill.
Yeah, I always forget, though, that she has 4 kids, and I just assume at one point they're going to have the kids over. But did she say fuck it on that and just say you have full custody? To bag Brian Austin Green?
No, I just think, you know, they don't hang out all the time.
I think he's got full custody.
Oh, maybe.
I think he's just like, you can't deal with this shit. Like, because I never see any pictures of her and her kids and all that shit. So, yeah, I guess if you're just trying to fill up your days, sure, he's got all the time in the world to do this. Is that the right career move? Who fucking knows? I guess. I mean, we're all talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make me want to go to Spotify and download his fucking music or any of that shit. You know?
Yeah.
God damn. What a weird day. We made it together, though, kid. We made it through clean, I think.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll find out what happens the rest of the day.
I mean.
Bob, will you lead us out with Hallelujah here today on today's show? Because this was intense. We're all alive. You know, again, didn't use oven stoves, microwaves, any of that stuff, or whatever 5G does.
Yeah.
We didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'm going back to it anymore. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So for everybody out there who made it through the cell phone outage today.
Yes, the great cell phone outage of 2024.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 2/22/24. A day that will live in infamy. Thoughts and prayers. Emoji hands to everybody out there in the audience today.
R.I.P. to the burner.
R.I.P. Well, yep, we don't know about the burner. We don't know about the burner.
No, we should.
It was probably a solar flare.
Yeah, it was a solar flare. He didn't mean
we'll
to.
We'll tell YouTube it was a solar flare in the background of.
He didn't mean to put.
God forbid this was the fucking normal channel.
The
yeah.
butts.
Oh, yeah, that oof, that would have been gone for sure.
He put the butts, the taints, the penises,
pussies, the penises, the balls, all of it together.
All
yeah.
of it together. And he said, fuck it. He said, I'm burning this place to the ground.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure did. And I understand it. We lost all coverage this morning.
Yep.
We lost all 5G coverage.
Bob lost his mind.
He
went rogue.
God. And it's going to happen out there. So look, yep. if you have a loved one, hug them, because you don't know if this is going to ever happen again. You don't know if you're going to be alive tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to make it through your lunch today. We're here for you. We love you.
Right.
But just remember days like this and remember how special your loved ones are, okay? For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion in Noji. Good night, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone that